Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. We're talking politics. He's a very successful international businessman, but he's also very well connected to the Democrat Party. One of their advisors and counsels and helps them in many different ways. Congratulations on the election, because on the whole, counting, you know, especially in the White House, the Democrats had a good day yesterday. They won some Senate seats. They won some House seats. They won the big house back. And so congratulations.
Well, I mean, it's congratulations to America, another exercise in democracy. And we all
I agree with that.
And look, clearly the popular vote, Obama won it, but not by much. We know it's a divided nation. It's been that way since the late 90s.
Why are we a divided nation?
I tend to think, and this is my personal belief, I tend to think that the social issues divide us. I'm a classic, from the Republican standpoint, I'm a classic old-time Republican believer, and that is, you know, less government, you know, less intrusion into your personal life. And I just don't get the fact, and this is, we were talking about this just before the break, or starting to, that the demographic bomb went off last night, and they got caught on all these crazy social issues, from immigration to women's rights to stuff that really have no place
doesn't matter.
In the national election.
I've said this forever. I've said this for a long time, and I'm going to say it again, folks. The Republicans' fealty to pulling the abortion plank out every election and waving it in the face of the electorate when nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change with abortion in America now or a year from now or 5 years from now or 20 years from now. Nothing's going to change. And yet they still pull that plank out and wave it in front of everybody. That is stupid.
It's not just abortion. I think there's a lot of people who are troubled by abortion and are pro-life, if you will. It's when you go past that, Jim, to the issue of restriction on contraception.
I agree. It's the same plank. Bill, it's the same plank.
Well, it's not the plank. It's the plank on steroids. And at some point, when they double down on this stuff, you know, Hillary Clinton used to have a great line when she was asked about abortion. She said, look, abortion should be legal but rare, and let's work to make it minimum. You know, and you leave it at that and go on.
Well,
but when you take debate about legitimate rape,
that's
whether it's
right.
God,
Well, the idea that we nominate wingnuts like those two, Gawk Aiken and Murdoch, who would say something that stupid like that, but you got to admit though, Bill, this is what does trouble me. If the Democrats had two people say something that stupid, and they have had, I just can't think of who it was.
No, they've had them plenty of times, buddy.
but the entire Democrat Party doesn't get tarred and feathered with those comments the way the entire Republican Party got tarred and feathered with those two, two comments.
But the Republicans have put it in their plank.
Let me stop for a second. Why did Republicans get gigged for the abortion plank and Murdoch and Aiken, but yet the Democrats didn't get gigged for taking God and Israel out of their planks, out of their platform?
Isn't that
a double standard?
No, I think you missed it. I don't think the Republicans got gigged for the abortion plank, and that's what I'm saying. I think that many Republicans got reelected across the country on that abortion plank. But two people doubled down on that abortion plank and went way beyond anything American, you know. And I keep thinking about your audience. Here are all these small business owners pleading for somebody to listen to their plight.
Yep.
And instead of that, they're getting talk about what the definition of legitimate rape is.
Exactly.
I
agree completely. 100%.
At that point, my hair's on fire.
You're exactly right. No, I just said it. I said it before you did. This is the problem. And this is the thing that Republicans have to understand. See, I didn't tell you. I didn't say to anybody. I've never told anybody how I feel about the abortion issue. That's not important. My point is not whether you're pro-life or pro-women's rights. My point is, if you're a Republican, that issue is a loser, and whatever you want to have happen is not going to help you get elected in America. And we saw that in the electoral makeup this election more than the other time. What do you think?
I agree. You know, look, just as most Americans wouldn't want to be forced to live under Jewish Orthodox rules about dietary rights or under Muslim Sharia, there is no reason for the Catholic faith. I mean, and I'm a Catholic, to dictate their religion. We're going to places that don't help us with respect to government, and it's just there to inflame passions, and it did.
Yeah. So what do you think? What are the Democrats going to have to do? Because I'm going to get you to advise the Republicans in the next segment. But what do the Democrats have to do to make sure that they don't squander this in the next 4 years?
Well, I think the first thing they have to do is...
Because there's going to be another election in 4 years. They're going to have somebody else to put up.
Jim, there's going to be another election in 2 years. And typically, in the sixth year of a president's term, the House goes far more negative than it has this time. So you look back at the elections in 06 for Bush, in 98 for Clinton, where actually he beat the trend a bit because they were trying to... But he will lose seats in the House. He's got 2 years to reach across the aisle and do something.
Do you think he will?
Yes, he's gotta, right? You've got this.
No, I don't know that he's gotta.
You otherwise the government shuts down. You've got a sequester issue, and the Constitution is pretty clear. Spending bills begin in the House, and so you've got this issue coming up in January on sequestration. You've got to do it.
Do you think that President Obama will meet Boehner in the middle?
Let me suggest an alternative strategy. Okay. And that is, if I'm John Boehner today, and I'm now one-third of government, not the other two-thirds, I think at this point, watching his wingnuts, as you point out, Michelle Bachmann barely hung on, right. Alan West got defeated, this is when I go to the White House and say, let's make a deal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not meeting in the middle, though.
You know, it depends on
what the deal looks like. That means Obama would not be in the middle. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get you to provide some more advice to the Republicans. Lord knows they need it. After these messages with Bill Brandt, 10 till, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.